Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the opportunity to study your word, and I pray that you would enlighten our hearts and that we would do what you've commanded us to do. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We're in our Bible Studies for Life, committed to his mission, is our study for tonight. And the point is, God desires for all people to hear and to respond to the gospel. Every year, thousands of people get lost or get hurt in national parks. The National Park Service has trained people for searches, but friends and loved ones always want to help. They want to be out there and looking for them. The reason is because they care about these people who are lost. Families will spend whatever it takes to get their loved ones back safely. Over $3 million is spent each year funding these searches. And the money's well spent. Otherwise, lives would be lost. And as much as we would like to help rescue a loved one who's physically lost, God has a greater desire for those who are spiritually lost. It's estimated that over two-thirds of the world's population is without Christ and in need of a spiritual search and rescue. And one way we show our commitment to Christ is by sharing his desire to reach those who don't yet have a relationship with him. Being committed to the mission of God means we make this task our own personal responsibility. Our scriptures for tonight is found in Romans chapter 10. It's a very familiar passage to a lot of people. Beginning in verse 9, it says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness. One confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation." This passage of Scripture provides a perfect explanation of the gospel message. You see, our tendency is to think we've got to do a lot of things in order to be saved. But God knew we would never be able to perfectly do what we needed to do in order to be saved. So he sent his only begotten Son into the world. Jesus came and did what we couldn't do. He lived the perfect life of obedience to his Father. He gave his life as a perfect sacrifice for our sin. And this passage boils the Christian life down to one thing. Belief. Belief. And Paul uses two verbs in this passage of Scripture about this. The first one is confess. Now, the phrase Jesus is Lord is the earliest Christian confession. And these words really pack a lot of meaning. Lord is the same Greek word that the Jews would use when they referred to God himself. So what Paul is saying in this statement is that Jesus of Nazareth is fully God. So how can we know that Jesus is God? Well, let's take a little inventory. Look at his life. He taught like no one else ever taught. The miracles gave him the authority to do and say what he said. In fact, in John 14:6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In John chapter 10, verse 30, he said, "I and the Father are one and the same." One and the same. And then I guess the crowning thing is the resurrection. Christianity is centered on the resurrection. The moment that God raised Jesus from the dead. And by this singular event, God the Father authenticated Jesus as the Son of God. So we need to confess that. And then we need to believe it. Our confession is our outward expression of our belief that Jesus is the resurrected Savior and Lord and the Son of God. Confessing and believing are not step one and step two of salvation. They go hand in hand. What we believe in our heart, we openly confess. That's why this message is called the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. We have no greater news than the truth that Jesus paid for our salvation while we were hopeless in our sins. And all that remains is for us to acknowledge that truth and put our faith in Him. That's what verse 10 says. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. Now, verse 11b says, for the Scripture says, everyone who believes on Him will not be put to shame. Since there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, because the same Lord of all richly blesses all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Folks, a relationship with the Lord is only available to those who trust in Christ. But that relationship is open to anybody who will do it. It's not just for a select few. I don't think Paul could have made it any clearer. He said, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, on page 125, if you have your manuals or you have your study guides, on page 125 is our Engage section. And it talks about people who need the Lord. And it gives several countries about the people that have not known the Lord. And then it gives you questions. And here are the questions. What are some ways you can pray for people and groups around the world? What are some ways you can give to those people and those groups around the world? And what are some ways you can go if the Lord directs you to go? Remember, Jesus gave us our marching orders in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And He said, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Way back in the beginning, when God said to Abraham, all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. Well, that blessing ultimately came through the Lord Jesus. He's the one who brought salvation to the people. Folks, God doesn't have one plan for one group of people and another plan for another group of people. Instead, anyone, everyone who looks to Christ, calls on Him, will receive eternal life. The gospel is for people, of course, who we like, but also for people we don't like. You know, the gospel's for everybody. And we can only be committed to the mission of God when we have the same kind of heart that God has. After all, Paul told Timothy that God wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, verse 14 in Romans chapter 10 and following says, how then shall they call on Him whom they have not believed in? And how can they believe without hearing about Him? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes through what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ. Being committed to the mission of God means that we're being committed to sharing in the mission of God. There's a popular saying that says, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. We should live our lives in such a way that the gospel is evident through the way we live. But speaking the gospel is not optional, folks. It's necessary to use words. That's what verse 14 says. How can they believe without hearing about Him? Trusting in Christ doesn't happen in a vacuum. It calls for someone to proclaim the gospel. So what it says, how can they preach unless they are sent? We already received the charge to go. I just read it to you in Matthew chapter 28. Jesus Himself sent us. So we are to proclaim the gospel of Christ to those we encounter as we go. We're not responsible for how they react or how they respond to the gospel. We need only to be faithful to the call and to go and to speak. Folks, we only have a short time here, and God has given us a mission. We need to reach out. Now on page 128, we have the live it out section. And it basically says, what will you do to give people the opportunity to respond to the gospel? And then it gives you two or three things that you need to do, and I think it's very evident. First of all, we need to pray that the Holy Spirit would give us the opportunity. And when that opportunity happens, speak. And then we need to pray that God will use us, that we will have the courage to answer His call. Folks, all of us are commanded to be involved in the mission to search for those who are spiritually lost so that they can be led to the Lord. Amen? Now this concludes our study on a life of commitment. We're going to begin after Christmas with our next Bible study. So we're going to take the rest of this December off. When we come back, we're going to begin When Emotions Rise, and we'll deal, the first one is grief. Grief. Lots of that going on right now. Folks, I am so thankful for all of you who pray for us. I'm thankful for everyone who is here in the Bible study. And I just pray that we would continue to be faithful to the Lord. We will be having church Sunday. Hope to see you then. You know what, folks? God is so good all the time.